This is an interview with Rabbi Alex Hyatt by Lori Tarlow, conducted on February 20th, 1977. Tape 1, Side 1.
You say shalom or something.
Shalom.
Good afternoon, Rabbi Hyatt.
Shalom aleichem.
Can you tell me something? When you came to this country, when did you come to this country?
Oh, we came here in 1922.
Where did you come from?
We came here from a certain town by the name Preil.
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 Is that Latvia?
That's Vitebsk Guberne. The state was Vitebsk. And the town was Preil.
Preil, okay. And that's where you were born?
No, I was born in Wilkomir.
Wilkomir.
Oh. So my father used to be in Wilkomir before. There, and he got a new job in Preil.
Uh-huh. And when were you born?
I was born in Wilkomir.
When?
When? I'm afraid to tell my father. I was born about 74 years ago.
74 years ago. 1903.
Yeah.
And when did you come to Superior?
We came here in 1922.
Okay.
The whole family came at the same time.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me why your family came to Superior.
Because we were lonesome for the mishpacha.
Uh-huh.
After all, I had my grandparents, and my uncles, and my aunts, cousins, the whole mishpacha.
On your mother's side or your father's side?
My father's side.
On your father's side, but it was his father's mother's family?
It was my father's, my father's father and mother,
uh-huh.
Brothers, sisters.
And what was your what was your grandfather's name?
Was Zvi Hirsch.
Zvi Hirsch?
Yeah.
Hirsch Hyatt.
Arnovich. I mean Hyatt, yeah. No, yeah, I seen him. The real name
was
Arnovich, but my father changed his name for Arnovich.
Uh-huh, now I understand.
Kind of military.
Oh, tell me why he changed his name.
Account of the army, you were there. His real name was Arnovich, but my father changed his name for Hyatt.
Uh-huh, but his father's name was V. Hirsch Arnovich, the one that was here, your grandfather.
Yeah.
And your father's name?
Was Hyatt.
What was his first name?
Was Meisha.
Meisha.
He had a couple of them. Meisha Zerich. Meisha, Mem, Shin, Hei. Zerich. Zayin, Ayin, Lamed, Yud, Gimel. Meisha Zerich.
Uh-huh. Now, your father changed the name in Europe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He probably came here.
When did your grandfather come to this country?
I mean, I don't know.
Approximately. You know, do you remember when he left?
Pretty young. 1918.
1918?
Yeah.
Something about 3 years, 3 or 4 years before.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know is why your grandfather, you said the mishpacha was here.
Yeah.
In Superior. Why did the mishpacha come to Superior?
Because my uncles were before.
Who were your uncles?
My brothers. My father had two brothers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What were their names?
One of them, Yecheskel, Haskel, Arnovich.
Uh-huh.
And the other brother's name was Velvo Arnovich.
Now, why did your uncles come to Superior? Why didn't they just stay
because
in New York?
They had relatives here, too.
Who were their relatives?
It was the heir from my father's side. It was my Bobby's brother was here before, forever, brother.
Uh-huh. What was his name? Do you know his name?
It was Weinstein. It was Zalman Yehuda Leib Weinstein. Zalman Zayin Lamed Mem Langen. Zalman.
Yehuda?
Then Yud, Hey, Vov, Dalid,
hey.
Aleph. It was a Hey for my album. On Leib. Lamid, Yud, Beis.
Right. Got it. Now, Zalman Yehuda Leib Weinstein.
Yeah.
Explain how he was related to you, so I understand.
He was a brother to my bobe, to my grandmother.
On which side? Your father's mother.
Yeah.
Brother to your father's mother. So your mother's maiden name was Weinstein. Your mother was a Weinstein, mm-hmm. and then she married Arnovich.
Yeah. No, Your grandmother.
Grandmother. So this is a brother to your father's mother.
My mother's
one. Weinstein. Zalman Yehuda Leib Weinstein.
Yeah.
He was your grandmother's brother.
Yeah.
Okay. So your grandmother was a Weinstein, your bubba.
Yeah.
Okay. And she married Arnovich. And they had your father.
Yeah.
And then came you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you remember? Now, Zalman Yehuda Leib Weinstein,
yeah.
he came here many, many years ago. When did he come?
I don't know.
What business was he in?
He was in the... Akasif. Remember Akasif? He was a butcher.
He was a butcher?
Akasif. Kuf Sadik Beis. Akasif. Kuf Sadik Beis.
He was a cattle dealer.
Cattle dealer. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember Avraham Weinstein?
Who?
Avraham Weinstein.
From here?
From here, from Superior. Did he?
There was no Avraham.
Because in 1889, 1890, there was an Avraham Weinstein. He's been here, he had a business, a big clothing business.
Maybe Avraham, maybe.
No.
Not by the name Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein. Abraham. Maybe he came and he left.
I don't know.
All right, so, and what? Who was Zalman Yehuda Leib Weinstein married to? Do you remember?
One of the Caners.
Oh, he was married to a Caner.
Yeah.
And where did he live?
We used to live about a couple blocks away from here. And when we came here, we used to live on Ogden Avenue. Here is Zalman Avenue. Black.
Okay. Do you know why he came to Superior, Weinstein?
Why he came?
Yeah.
Asking because his wife had some relatives here.
Uh-huh. Oh, so he met, where did he meet his wife? In Europe or here?
In Europe.
Uh-huh. And of course all the Caners were here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that was your great uncle. And when did he die? Do you remember?
1941,
I think. He lay down the plaque and shoot up.
Okay, I'll have to go look at it. All right, now, your grandfather came here. And what did your grandfather do?
He didn't do anything here. But in Europe, he used to have a mill.
Oh, your grandfather had a mill.
In Europe.
A Wasser mill?
Yeah, down there, a Wasser mill.
Is it gemacht to win, no?
Something there.
They made the flour. They had a watermelon.
Oh, flour mill.
And Valkamir.
Not Valkamir, but a couple used to live on a farm. It was about 10 or 50 miles from Valkamir.
What was your grandmother's maiden, not your grandma's, your mother's maiden name?
Weinstein.
It was Weinstein, yeah.
No, the same, same as your...
Yeah.
Even for the same family, but you know.
Okay, now your mother was a Weinstein. Did she have family here?
No.
No.
Now where was your mother from?
Came from Valkamir. Valkamir. Name was Pazelve, like small town. Pazelve.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Me?
Yeah. Now, how many brothers and sisters? I'm sorry. Your father, did all his family?
I had the Rochle, on Jena, on Blume, on
Sara.
He had four sisters.
Jena, Blume, Sara, and who was the other one?
Is it Blume?
Betty, have you Betty?
Betty, no.
Betty is a Blume.
Blume.
Blume, Sara, Jena.
Jena and Rochle.
Jena and Rochle.
Jena and Rochle.
She Rochel was the oldest one.
Oh, Rochel is not...
No.
There's Rochel, Jenna.
Jenna, and then was Blume,
Blume,
and then Shaw.
And did they all stay in Superior?
Yeah.
Before the Bombers were.
So who did Rachel marry?
Dorf.
Dorf?
Isidore Dorf.
Yeah.
They lived in Superior?
Yes. Yeah. There's some of the Dorfs still on 415 Ogden, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Jenna, who did she marry?
Berman.
Berman.
Alex Berman.
We used to live in Virginia.
Oh. Your
Virginia,
sister
Minnesota.
Lived in Virginia, or Berman lived in Virginia?
What's
the Bermans.
Bermans from Virginia. And Bluma?
Bluma.
Is in New York.
In Jersey City.
Jersey City.
Yeah? Who'd she marry?
Max
Cohn.
You know, my grandfather's from Jersey City.
Oh. I was there many times.
Yeah.
Of course, I used to come to visit my aunt, Bluma.
Bluma. I'll ask my grandfather about
it. She still is in, she's in Hiawatha. What do you call it? Lake Hiawatha.
Uh-huh.
That's where, and if you get back to New York, you look her up. She's a very pleasant person.
Okay. And what about Sarah? Where's she?
Sarah and I in an old home.
Yes, a
Sholem
home in St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And she married a Max Rosenfeld.
And from where?
From Duluth. He's a Russian.
She's an Almona. You know what Almona is?
Excuse me?
An Almona.
No, what is that?
Somebody.
Oh, I understand. Now, how about brothers? Your father had brothers?
Two brothers.
Sure.
Yeah.
What were their names?
Heskel Arnold.
Oh, that was
it. Haskell
and Haskell
and Bell.
Who did they marry?
Yeah.
Who did Haskell marry?
He met one of the Dorfs.
Yes.
And who did Velvel marry?
Married by the...
Mary, where was she from? A little town in Minnesota.
Hibbing.
No, she's not Hibbing, no.
Uh-huh. Mary, don't know her last name?
Mary Arnovich, no.
No.
She's
still there.
She's still there.
My uncle died, but she's still there.
Okay, these are
uncles. Virginia.
All right, now, I want you to tell me a little bit about the synagogue. When you came here, or what you remember your grandfather told you about the shul, how long it had been there?
I never asked him, because I wasn't home only for a couple of months. Then I left for New York.
Uh-huh.
And I used to come home once in 2 years, or once in 3 years. I used to come for a couple of weeks. Then I was ordained there.
Do you remember how many Jewish people lived in Superior?
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago.
At least by 150 families, or 175, something like that.
And that was in 1922?
You used to have two shul.
Uh-huh. What was it? And the other shul was the Superior Synagogue.
Was it called our shul?
Yeah, that's Superior.
Was also the shul that time.
Yeah.
That was the Buddhist Achim, no.
What was the name?
Hebrew Congregation.
Superior Hebrew Congregation.
Now it's called Hebrew Congregation.
Yeah.
But
yeah. You know, it once had a Hebrew name. It was called Beit Knesset HaGadolah.
Maybe you're right.
Do you remember?
Yeah. I just forgot about
it. Who were the leaders in the synagogue? Do you remember who your grandfather associated with? Who your grandfather was friendly with? Your grandfather was a very pious man.
He was friendly with everybody in a small town.
Uh-huh.
Like,
where did they live?
Rumspore.
Uh-huh. Where did your grandfather live?
A block away from here.
On Ogden.
On Northern Avenue.
Ogden and where?
Most of them on Ogden and John and Ute.
But your grandfather specifically, where did your grandfather
live?
Ogden.
And what other street? And John?
Fifth and Ogden.
Fifth and Ogden. What? Let's see. Now, your grandfather came here, he had a job here? No, he operated a farm.
No.
What did he do? He was just an old man, or?
He learned with some children, too.
A couple of them had for Mafia.
Uh-huh.
Well, she didn't have a regular salvation, no.
Uh-huh. And what did his wife do? She was with her
family? They had cows at that time, a lot of them. And then they'd sell the milkings, you know.
They sell
something else, whatever.
Well, it didn't make a living from that, was it?
No, well, it helped.
Yeah, it helps, yeah.
Uh-huh.
May I say something?
Yeah.
I remember one beautiful thing about the grandparents' home, where in her kitchen she had, there was like a window, and all around was a certain railing, like all around that window, and there were plants, beautiful plants, all around it. It was the most beautiful thing one wants to see. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, they had all, a lot of antique furniture.
They brought it all over from Europe?
And the dishes. No, they got it all here.
Mm-hmm.
How did they support themselves?
Well, that's what I see. He, a little bit in the family gave, and then with the milchiks, you know.
Especially my, the youngest aunt, Shore.
Uh-huh.
She was a young girl, that's
And she worked at the telegram, wasn't it?
Telephone or the telegram?
Telephone company or the telegram?
She used to work, she used to have a job in town.
And you see, then they should give her money to the folks.
And then she worked here for a while, then she went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
She was there.
How did your grandparents feel about her going to New York?
Well, you see, the married sister was there already.
Oh, so
Blume.
Blume.
Blume. And how did Blume meet her husband? How did
I think she was visiting some of my friends there, my relatives, I think.
Mrs. Passman?
My grandmother had two brothers there.
Wait, which grandmother? Your Caner grandmother?
No.
Arnovich.
Arnovich.
My father's mother had two brothers there.
What were their names?
Was Bensi Arnovich.
Bensi?
Yeah. He used to live in Jersey City too. On Zurich. Zurich, Weinstein.
Who was Basha Fagan?
And then...
Wait a second, I got a question. This is your mother's... Your mother was a Weinstein, but she's got a brother named Arnovich and a brother named Weinstein. That doesn't make
no,
sense.
No, it's my mother-in-law.
No,
my father's two brothers.
No, those are your father's two brothers in Jersey City. Who lived in Jersey City that Blume
My father's... She and my father's... uncles.
Okay, so their name was Arnovich.
My Bobbish. My
grandmother. So Weinstein.
Yeah.
So Bensi Weinstein.
Yeah.
And Zelig Weinstein.
Yeah.
They have, what kind of business did they have there?
One of them, I know, had a store, clothing store,
uh-huh.
Zelig. And Bensi, I don't know, I think it was a child or whatever when I came there. I don't know.
These lived in Jersey City. Did you go to Jersey City many times?
Oh, sure. I used to come for Sabbath there, and I used to learn with them. I used to have a class on Sabbath in the afternoon.
In what shul? Okay, I want to hear some more about Superior. So who were the people, who do you remember as being important in the synagogue? From the congregation, who were the important people, the pious men?
Quick, remember the song. What I know, when my father came here, he organized a Talmudical class. We used to have a class in Talmud. You know what Talmud is?
Yeah.
The Gemara. We used to have a class in the morning after the services, and then we used to have. We used to have a class in Talmud between Mincha and Ma'ariv, twice a day.
For Mincha Ma'ariv.
But in the morning, too, after the services.
Okay. What else? I want to hear some more about your grandfather. Anything you remember about your Zadie? What did you call him?
That's all I remember, I don't know.
He came here for... Now, how about the family that was here? Did you have family parties?
I suppose we had it, I don't remember. I was in town for a couple of months after we arrived here, and I went to New York. I suppose we had some parties.
Did you like Superior? Was it a good place for...
Also, it was a nice place. It was a very religious town.
Very religious.
Oh, yeah.
Why was
nobody was able to daven on Saturdays if we didn't have jail service.
Uh-huh.
You have to be able to, and people are saying their service. Uh-huh. That's your jail service.
So, do you think that what you're telling me now, that someone had to be Shomer Shabbat,
yeah,
to daven in the shul,
and be a chazan,
down
by not knowledge, to be a member. Everybody can be a member.
Yeah.
But go to the home, you know what the normal is? No. Be a chazan. You can do the services. You have to be a Shomer Shabbat.
Like a camp.
In order to conduct.
Oh, to conduct
services, yeah, you have to be a Shomer Shabbat.
But to pray there, to daven, to daven.
No.
Oh, to be a chazan.
Can't expect everybody to be a Shomer Shabbat.
Uh huh. Do you think this is the way it was for many years in the old shuls?
Oh, yeah, long time ago.
Do you ever remember hearing about a shul that was up before the shul, or anything about when the shul was built?
The first one was in 1895. He used to have a services, a private place.
Do you remember where that was? You
heard it was in...
Where's that paper?
Where's the paper? With that paper?
I don't know where.
I found something.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful. I don't want to look at that. But tell me more about what you heard. It was whole, you said they, in 1895 they held services somewhere.
His name was Solomon, I mentioned in the paper, Solomon Kaner.
A Kaner, so he was a relative of yours. His mishpacha? Your grandmother was a Kaner.
My mother, Kaner.
Wasn't somebody a Kaner?
My Bobby's name wasn't Kaner, no.
What was your Bobby's name?
She was a
Weinstein. No.
Weinstein's wife was to be Kaner's.
Yeah. Henne
Riebke.
Oh, what was her first name?
Henne
Riebke. Henne Riebke, Reisbeis, Kufhei Riebke.
Kaner.
Weinstein's wife's name was Henne Riebke, and she was to be Kaner's family. Kaner's
family. So she was the wife of Weinstein, Zalman Weinstein, who brought the whole mishpacha over from Europe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. Now I see, this is very interesting, this article.
Somebody put it in the paper a long time ago, in 1967,
I think. Can I have this article?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this is wonderful. This tells a lot. So what about the shul that you have here? When was this shul built? The shul here?
No.
Your shul?
Where is that?
Yeah.
When was that built? What
was
year?
It was built in 1907.
1907.
About 7 years ago.
Uh-huh. Do you have any stories you remember about the shul that you want to tell? People should know about the community?
No. We have service 3 times a day. We didn't have to bother people by telephone because we didn't have any telephone that time in our school. We didn't have to go with a car and get them.
And now
they used to come by themselves.
Uh-huh.
Now nobody wants to come. Having a house up to make him in. We have to call them up, then have to pick him up and not send him in. But that time it was no trouble at all.
He had
a big meal.
Did women come to services too in those days?
Not every day, but on Shabbos, sure.
On Shabbos? How many people
came? So many
came?
When we came here, I guess it was about 100 people, maybe more.
For Shabbos?
Yeah.
And for Minyan, how many people came for Minyan?
Well?
For Minyan, how many came for Micha Marev?
Micha Marev was half of that, I suppose.
That's why. And what did most of the Jewish people do here? What was their business?
Some were cattle buyers, and some were grocery stores, and clothing stores, a couple of them, shield brothers.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. This is an interview with Rabbi Alex Hyatt by Lori Tarlow, conducted on February 20th, 1977. Tape 1, Side 2. Rabbi Hyatt, tell me about the other shul. What about the other shul? Did you ever go there?
I used to go to the synagogue and Rav Schultz, the minyan. Uh-huh. Used to come to him.
So every day they had the minyan in both places?
My time, not in the river, they did. They had the minyan on Shabbos and in Tevim.
And what happened on the holidays here? What was it like on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
Well, my place.
Yeah.
We used to get people from out of town too, because my father was a good chazan. Everybody liked to hear him. Very, very good chazan.
He was a chazan, he wasn't a rabbi, your father.
Oh, yeah.
He was a rabbi too, he was a saint.
Uh-huh. In Europe?
In Europe, sure.
And was
my father was a chazan, and a rabbi, and a mayor.
Uh-huh. Now, was there a rabbi and a chazan in the other in the other shul?
My time didn't have it, no. Used to be a shamish there.
Who was the
shamish? By the name Katz.
Katz.
A half long side of the looking Katz. So he was a shamish, then he used to read the Torah for them.
Uh-huh.
Called a balkera. Mm-hmm. He left to read the Torah a couple of times a week on Shabbosim, on Tevim.
And you don't remember hearing about any, did you have a Talmud Torah, a cheder in your shul?
It was for the whole community.
Uh-huh. How big was it? How many children went to Talmud Torah?
That's probably my time, it was about, I would say, not less than 50, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say exactly.
How many teachers did you have?
I think when we came here,
Kralnik?
Huh?
Kralnik, Ralnik?
I remember one.
Skolnik?
I remember one.
Gordon?
Gordon was before.
Who? Tell me, long ago, who was, as far back as you can remember, who were the teachers in the cheder?
My time were...
Before your time.
Huh?
You remember before your time?
Before my time, I think it was Gordon.
Gordon?
Then he moved to Minneapolis, but he died there. I'm not sure about it, was Gordon. I have to ask somebody else for the old times. I mean, old man too, but she wasn't the man.
Your grandfather, you said, taught. And how about some of the, tell me about the other people in your family that came here before you did to Superior, the Arnovich. Tell me about some of your uncles that
That's
were.
That's my Weinstein. That's
what did they do besides Weinstein, Arnovich? What about Arnovich family?
They had a gasoline station, a feed
station,
store.
And then they had the.
A gasoline station.
I think that's called something like that.
Well, that's a feed store where they had.
A feed store, a feed store.
Yeah, they had on 8th Street, then they moved to Ogden by the Borden.
But I don't know
they had it downstairs, she had her home upstairs.
So. Mm-hmm.
So one of my cousins, his name was Morris Arnold, was one of the best baseball players.
Oh, yeah.
Morris Arnold, remember him.
That's a cousin of ours.
Uh-huh. And who were some of your other relatives? Did you have a Jewish organization or anything in Superior?
Oh, sure, we had
There was a Mizrahi, a Menashe Mizrahi, though, at one time.
How long ago? Before 1920?
When I came here, we didn't have a Mizrahi, but after.
Okay,
when I came here, we had a
must be the early 1940s.
For 10 years, we had the Mizrahi organization here.
What about when you came here, what Jewish organizations were here when you arrived in Superior? What was here?
A Zionist?
Zionist organization.
What was it called?
The Zionist organization.
You used to have
picnics every year. Summer.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big crowd.
Invite people
all around. All around.
Where did the people come from? From what cities?
From all
East
around the range.
Ironwood and from Iron River and Friederich, Virginia, Hebing, Everett.
They all had relatives here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they all get together.
Oh, now do you remember any, did the community have a lot of relationships with the Gentile community, with the Goyim?
Not so.
I suppose some of the young people.
Maybe some that belonged to the Elks, or some of the young people belonged to the Masons or so.
Yeah.
But otherwise...
Golden Roots was later on, but not in my time.
No.
In your time, did the Jews...
I don't remember.
Where did the Jews...
Maybe she just worked with me. I can remember better.
Well, he's from a different generation, a little bit. But do you remember your family was a very, very pious family, very, very religious. Did they ever...
I wouldn't say the whole family were religious.
But your immediate family.
My father, I know. And my grandfather.
Uh-huh. Did they know any of the Gentile people?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
My neighbors,
I
don't know, they all
got along
with the neighbors.
That's what it was in business.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Let's see. How about, where did the children go to school?
Carpenter school, they
Carpenter
tore
school.
It down.
Mm-hmm. Did you have friends that were Gentiles? Or
oh, yeah, sure, they had.
Sure,
no. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they went to school, they had their friends.
Did they come to your house, or
yeah.
did they think it was
Some
strange?
Of them come,
no,
yeah.
no.
Yeah, different type of
Some
house.
Of them
They
come.
Knew already they'd come and turn our lights off on Sabbath and do different things, or at that time when they had the cook stove and that, and they put, you know, get the cook stove, you
mm-hmm.
know, ready, and bank the furnace at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come and visit and talk, you know, with them. And then they would be the Shabbos guy, too, at the same time.
Do you recall or remember anything else that people told you about Superior long before you came? Maybe you talked to your relative Weinstein. He told you what it was like here before there were so too many Jews.
Well, they worked pretty hard to make a living.
Yeah, they all worked very hard.
Uh-huh. Were there rich people here, any wealthy Jews?
Not when they
Some
first came.
Some of them, in my time now. Seagull borders.
But when they first came, they had the pedal with a sack on their back.
Oh, yeah, when they came,
Seagull borders. They all
on,
did that. They worked very hard.
But in my time, but when we came here.
Oh, when we came then, they were. You had the
borders. Not too many.
The Laskin brothers that had store.
Who?
Lasky or Laskin's
I'm not sure it's Laskin brothers.
Well, they weren't so rich, but they had a nice store, clothing store.
How about, where was the mikveh?
A mikveh.
Oh, on Third and Ogden. Weinstein's had a mikveh in their house.
Yeah?
That
was in the... That
and
was
downstairs.
That was Third and Ogden in Weinstein's house?
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
Where else? Third and Ogden was a public mikveh?
Yeah, sure. Well, anybody who wanted could
okay,
go.
Okay, anyway, you said there were a few mikvehs. Where were they?
And one was on Fifth and Fisher. That's where Mrs. Walsh was going, you know. Was there another mikveh? That's two.
Well, Fifth and where?
Fifth and Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
I think it used to be three of them, so I don't remember.
And then the one on Ogden. There's one on Ogden. Where was that one? On Third and Ogden, I think.
Mm-hmm. There was one on Third.
And then Hannah Riva had one. There's your three.
Okay, one in.
I'm sure about two or three.
They had three of them.
How could they have a mikveh in their house? What kind of.
Well, downstairs they had it fixed up, you know.
Did everyone go to the mikveh?
Huh?
Many people went to the mikveh?
Well, not many. I suppose she had a few, you know, nearby that didn't want to go so far. And maybe that couldn't afford the quarter or whatever they had to give, you know. Because when they first came here, they had nothing, really.
Mm-hmm.
They had to yet pay back those that gave money for the tickets. I know, that's what I told her that, yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you want to say about Superior Jewish community? But I want to know, mostly before you came, you know, if what your grandfather might have told you.
I didn't ask him.
And he didn't spend that much time.
When we came here, we were anxious to tell them about Europe, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's come and find out about Europe. That's all.
Well, he did take the history when they came here. Somebody from the Evening Telegram of the paper from Superior came down here. A few, maybe about
they
a week after
my father.
They came from Europe. And then, of course, the girls, you know, were home, so they told the whole story. Because okay. I haven't got that paper. I never...
Okay, that's in the Evening Telegram, though.
Yeah, Evening Telegram.
That's in about 1922.
Right.
What was your first impression of Superior? When you arrived in Superior, what
did
you say?
Mother didn't... she came from Balquimir. It was a nice little place.
No, we came from Prale.
Prale? From Prale here?
Yeah, from Prale came from Prale here.
I suppose Mother didn't like it too well because she left her daughter there.
I left my older sister.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was left with...
And she's in Russia
with the Zeta.
No, she's in Smolensk, Russia. And I've been here for 60 years. And last year she came to visit my sisters.
Yeah.
From Russia?
Yeah.
And she went back to Russia?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Uh-huh. So she came to the States?
She got a visa only for 40 days to stay here.
To America?
Yeah.
And she didn't want to stay?
Oh, sure, she wanted, but she couldn't because she has a married son there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't need very much to put the Jewish people in prison. They just wait and try and find a reason or something that they could put them in prison.
Uh-huh.
Because the Jewish people are not treated.
So you're going to pick it from here?
Well,
okay, that's all we're going to talk about now.
Never mind.